What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, February 14th, 2018, hump day, middle of the weekday. It's also Valentine's Day. It's also Ash Wednesday, and Claire's over at her church right now. And I'm feeling a lot better today. Yesterday, I was kind of off, and I found out after I did the show, I was actually running a fever, so I had some kind of a bug, but it's gone this morning, and so I'm back to my normal, obnoxious, annoying, and irritating self here. All right, let's get right on into it. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room making sure that we stay on the air, and that may be a challenge today because if you're watching on the YouTube feed, you can see how very dark it is here. We're under like a major, major thunderstorm, and because we're on a ridgeline, we tend to get lightning strikes, but hopefully we'll be able to get through 3 hours of radio without being interrupted again, as we were last time. Obviously, the big story right now in the media, there's been a shooting at a Florida high school at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Multiple victims, at least 20 injured, multiple deaths, terrible tragedy, obviously. And, of course, the gun grabbers are just ecstatic. Oh, we've got dead bodies to wave at people. We've got dead bodies to wave at people and take their guns away. And, of course, my response to that is, what a shame that none of those teachers were carrying a weapon. Because there'd only be one dead person instead of however many they are. And they haven't actually announced what that is. They've already identified the shooter as one of the students there. Now, the part that's really kind of weird is the FBI is now on site. And if you understand the rules of jurisdiction, there's a big question mark about that. FBI has jurisdiction over federal buildings, federal property, and crimes that go across state lines. And given that the local police have already identified the shooter, you kind of wonder, why is the FBI there? And in light of some of the things that we now know the FBI has been up to, one has to wonder if this is just another one of these staged incidents to push the gun grabber agenda, or at least give the media a reason not to report on Obamagate. But they're basically going through the exercise. The students are marching across the street onto the athletic field, and it's a big, big show. All right, getting into the news here. Over on the Olympics, Shaun White won a gold medal for snowboarding, and it's the 100th Winter Olympics gold medal in U.S. history. They're not doing a count of how many medals the U.S. is actually winning, but they're going to say it's our 100th medal. Are we not really wonderful and great? Yeah. Unfortunately, the USA men's hockey team lost to Slovenia, so a little bit of a downside. And interesting that there are all these articles about how every time an Olympian wins a medal, they get a tax bill. And I found this article. This is actually from 2016. And it says, congrats, you won a gold medal. Here's your tax bill. And they basically say the U.S. Olympic Committee they give out the medals. And the athletes get taxed on them. But there's a problem. And that is, of course, the medals aren't really silver, bronze, and gold. The last time they actually handed out solid gold medals was the Olympics in Stockholm, Sweden in 1912. Olympic gold medals are made primarily from silver and then plated with a minimum of 6 grams of gold. And I actually learned this firsthand because I did some consulting for the Bishop Museum, and I got to see a display of Duke Kahanamoku's Olympic medals. And it was very obvious they were plated, and they actually had deteriorated quite a bit. Now, South Korea has done something very generous. They are picking up the tab for all of the North Korean Winter Olympic delegation. This is basically they're thumbing their nose at the sanctions. And it's basically about £2 million. I don't know what that is in U.S. dollars without grabbing up my calculator. But it's basically 424 North Koreans came down to be in the games. South Korea is picking up the tab. Now, there's an article out of Russia Today about how the Koreans seem to be talking peace. The younger sister of Kim Jong-un has captured the attention of the media. Vice President Mike Pence is being mocked as a dud, even undiplomatic. And the two Koreas are moving together. And, of course, that is definitely not something the U.S. foreign policy people want to see happen. They want a war. They want another war. They want to make sure the One Belt, One Road doesn't come down into South Korea. Now, a lot of people have been talking about this portrait of Obama. And apparently there is some hidden symbology in there of a highly questionable nature. And you would think, this being a presidential portrait, this is going to be in the history books. You want it done right. And yesterday we were talking about how this artist had painted a series of paintings with black women slicing off the heads of white women. And the fact of the matter is he's not really a very good artist, but apparently his fame rests on the fact that he's black and he's gay and he's offensive from time to time. It turns out, though, that most of the actual work on his art is done in China, and most of it's done by Chinese artists that he hires on in at very low cost. So he's not even painting his own paintings. And yes, I know that artists throughout history have used assistants, but still, you could have found a much, much better artist. It's a terrible, terrible painting, both of Obama and Michelle. Doesn't even look like her. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, as you know, with this testimony of the heads of the intelligence agencies to Congress, they're ramping up the Russia bashing all over again. They're hard selling this. They're pushing this as hard as they can. As hard as they pushed Saddam has nuclear weapons. As hard as they were pushing Assad has sarin gas. And those others were lies, and this is more lies. And basically, story coming out of Blacklisted News, the attitude they're trying to put on out there is that anybody engaged in dissent is part of Russia's effort to undermine the midterm elections. So now they want to throw away the First Amendment right to air our grievances before the government and say that if you're not in agreement with us, you must be a Russian agent. We're getting a replay of McCarthyism all over again. And that was absolutely horrific. A lot of innocent people's lives were utterly destroyed with all this red baiting and hate Russia and hate the Soviet Union. And they're trying to play that same game all over again. Now, yesterday, Senator Mark Warner, he's one of the people pushing the Russian election hacking hoax. He was at that Senate Intelligence Committee. But here's where it gets interesting. Do you know that those DNC servers have never been examined forensically to see if Russia really did hack into it, or if in point of fact all those emails were copied to a flash drive by Seth Rich and leaked out to WikiLeaks? They've never been examined. The DNC refused. The FBI hasn't looked at them. The NSA hasn't looked at them. Nobody with any technical expertise has been allowed near those servers. But Mark Warner's going to be out there saying, well, it's obviously Russia hacked those servers. Who else could it be? Well, it could be Seth Rich. Remember, the timestamps on the files prove that the files were not copied off over the internet because they were copied too quickly. Obviously, on the internet, there is a maximum amount of bandwidth and data transfer that you can have, especially here in Hawaii, under spectrum. It's pretty poor. But with a USB 3 flash drive, you can copy stuff off almost instantly. But here's the important point to remember. The servers at the DNC have never been inspected to see if there's any evidence of Russia hacking. And probably they never will be, because the insiders already know Russia didn't hack those emails. It was an internal leak Remember when they tried to blame the Sony leak on North Korea and it turned out to be a disgruntled employee? Now, there's an article over in the New York Post, and it's called Peeling Back the Layers of Hillary Clinton's Deceit, and it provides a really good summation of what's going on. And it's using the metaphor of an onion with layers to describe the process. Every layer you remove, you get closer to the truth. And so you're looking at the scandalous behavior of the FBI into their probe, whether Trump's campaign conspired with Russia. And one layer at a time, we're learning how flawed and dirty that probe was. One of the layers, of course, is that dodgy dossier. Then you have FBI Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And basically, it is reasonable for all Americans to conclude the fix was in among then-director James Comey's team to hurt Trump and help Clinton. And that is a huge scandal. It's an absolute huge scandal. Now, apparently, a lot of people are starting to talk, and more information is coming on out from all of this. We're hearing a lot of whistleblowing going on. We're hearing rumors of another deep throat. But basically, at this point, every one of these claims about how Russia wanted to help Donald Trump and Russia was colluding with Donald Trump, there's no evidence for any of it. It's just a smear job, and they're desperate to keep it going because they understand that when the American people get sick and tired of the same lies being sold over and over again as breaking news, like we haven't already heard this a million times over the last year, the American people are going to say, all right, let's look at the real crimes. Let's look at Uranium One. Let's look at all of the strange and mysterious deaths around the Clintons, including that of Seth Rich. Let's look at all the pay-for-play that was going on. Let's look at what Clinton and Loretta Lynch really said on that tarmac. Now, Newt Gingrich has come on out and said in any reasonable system of law, Hillary Clinton would already be in jail. And he's absolutely right. Even James Comey admitted she committed felony violations of Title 18. Just the missing emails, the emails she destroyed, are a crime. If she was using her government email address for personal business, I'm sorry, those records have to be preserved. And remember, the NSA apparently has those missing emails, and they offered them to James Comey, and Comey refused. Did not want to see anything. And, of course, now we have this bizarre memo, this email that former National Security Advisor Susan Rice sent to herself right after the Trump inauguration, which appears to be a CYA, or in this case, cover the boss's rear end, to say, hey, we're playing by the rules. We're doing everything absolutely right. But basically, either former FBI Director Comey or former National Security Advisor Susan Rice is lying based on that email released by Senator Grassley. So one of them is guilty of perjury. Judge Napolitano was out there on Fox News with Martha McCallum saying that there's really only one person who could have told Susan Rice to write that email to herself, and that would be Barack Obama, in an effort to cover up Obama's role in the plot to sabotage President Trump. And that's exactly what's going on. Now, Donald Trump's attorney has come on out and said that the Susan Rice meeting, the secret meeting with Comey and Obama, took place one day before Comey briefed Trump on the dossier. So they were all there in the back room trying to figure out what they were going to do. So Obama was given the Russian dossier. This is coming from Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch. Obama had the dossier. What did he know, and why has he not been called to testify about it? Now, when this whole dodgy dossier came on out, one of the first things I thought might happen would be the FISA judge would declare the warrants invalid because they were the product of fraud and deception. But apparently the judge in question, who is an Obama appointee, according to this, according to Representative Jim Hines, the FISA judge overseeing the warrants was fully aware that the dossier being used was a politically motivated hit piece paid for by Hillary and the Democratic National Committee. The judge knew. He's crooked. He's corrupt. They're all criminals inside Washington, D.C., with precious, precious few exceptions. All right. Now then, let's see. Cher Blue Ryder found guilty of disorderly conduct for fighting with the police. Trying to cover the Virginia Republican gubernatorial candidate and got into a scuffle there. Okay, let's talk about the wars and the war zones. Oh, we're getting an update from Parkland, Florida. Apparently, they have the shooter in custody. And again, I'm wondering about why the FBI is there. That, to me, is grounds to suspect that this is not what we're being told it is. Getting on back to the wars. Earlier in the week, you heard this report about how this U.S. attack had killed hundreds of Russians. And Russia's foreign ministry has come on out and said, no, some Russian individuals have been killed, but not hundreds. And basically went on to say that the world's media has got to stop listening to the American corporate media because the American corporate media has become totally unreliable and untrustworthy. And boy, does he have our number on that one. Basically saying there is no true and reliable information. Well, there is at Republic Broadcasting, and there is at whatreallyhappened.com. Virginia Senator Dick Black is warning that there will be an imminent false flag involving weapons of mass destruction in Syria, which we've heard from other sources as well, to justify a new U.S. incursion into Syria. Oh, Assad is gassing his people, or Assad is nuking his people, or he's using germs. But it's going to be a false flag for the simple reason Assad has nothing to gain by doing any of this stuff. Remember what I keep telling you. To find out if you're being lied to, look for what should be there and isn't. And what is missing in all of this propaganda is a reason for Assad to do any of these things, knowing that it would provide justification for the United States military to come on in and wreck some more real estate. Now, Dick Black is also saying that he thinks Hillary Clinton ordered the murder of the Libyan ambassador Christopher Stevens in order to cover up the weapons deals with Syrian al-Qaeda and ISIS forces. That whole Benghazi thing. I mean, Christopher Stevens was right there in the consulate. He was in a position to find out what was going on. Maybe he threatened to go public. But if Black is correct, he goes on the dead bodies list here. Story out of Blacklisted News, how the establishment propaganda machine gaslights us into submission. And it's basically talking about classic methods of propaganda, repeating over and over and over again the big lie tactic. And we've been seeing it for years now. We got to take a break here for some commercials, and we'll be back with more about this story after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I've just been informed viewers, YouTube has apparently shut down my live stream. If you go to the link, it's a blank page. I just checked it myself. So that certainly ties in with what Michael Herzog was saying about how the corporate media is trying to shut down the independent media. So, yeah, I'm getting all these emails from people saying, I can't connect to your show. Yeah, it does seem to be gone. And so I'm going to have to find yet another streaming system to get back on the air. Meanwhile, if you would like to help keep Republic Broadcasting on the air, and we really do need your help, I mean, it's getting serious. I mean, we're talking about a real possibility that we're not going to be here in a couple of months. So the postal address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. Okay. All right, well, I got a lot of emails, and hopefully now they understand what's going on. YouTube just shut off my streaming link. The page is blank. It's just gone. Anyway, getting on back to propaganda, war propaganda, the Syria narrative, if so many people weren't being killed, it would actually be funny to consider the way they're flipping back and forth with all the stories. Assad is evil. No, Assad is okay. We're there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But it really is just lie upon lie upon lie. And the sooner that Americans wake up and realize that, the extent to which we are being lied to by the corporate media and by the government. All right. Now, somebody just wrote on in and said over on InfoWars, there are already accounts posting repeal the Second Amendment. It looks like they were ready for this event to happen. So, yeah, with the FBI involved, I'm starting to think this is another Sandy Hook. It's all over again. Now, speaking of hoaxes and propaganda, there's an article that came out of Moon of Alabama. And they actually, despite the name, they actually do a lot of really good work. Basically, Syrian authorities are now saying that the U.S. may have maneuvered things in Syria to be able to say we're firing in self-defense when they attack Syrian government forces. In other words, the incident the U.S. cited as justification to go on and attack Syrian forces may not have actually happened. It was another setup. It was a staged incident. Now, SecDef Mattis is admitting there's no evidence that Assad ever used sarin gas. Now, it's great that he's coming on out and saying it, and I wish it would get more coverage in the corporate media. But, of course, it's no surprise to any of us who've been paying attention all along. No surprise at all. Okay, apparently there's been another incident where the Syrian Arab Army, in cleaning out some of these ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra hideouts, they're finding huge amounts of ammunition, weapons, artillery, mortars, mines, grenades, a lot of this stuff apparently coming from Israel. So that's one that part of their support structure here. Now, speaking of Florida and today's little event for the gun grabbers, apparently lawmakers in Florida are calling for New Zealand singer Lorde's upcoming concert to be canceled because of her support of BDS. And on Thursday, State Representative Randy Fine cited a Florida law that says no state or local government can conduct business exceeding $1 million with any organization engaged in a boycott of Israel. Now, Lorde canceled her show in Tel Aviv last year after an open letter called on her to support the BDS movement and show solidarity with the Palestinian people. Now, I have a message for State Representative Randy Fine. In fact, for the entire Florida government, you've got problems right in your own front yard. You got the shooting today. You've got massive problems with your election system. We saw back in 2000. Your job is Florida. Your job is not Israel. And I hope the voters of Florida are going to realize that it's time to start voting out all these people who put the needs and desires of Israel above the needs and desires of the American people. That's what a state government is supposed to do, take care of that state. And I am getting sick and tired of all these politicians who are elected to state legislatures or Washington, D.C., running around saying, oh, we got to do this for Israel. We have to do that for Israel. That's not your job. That's not what we voted you to do. That's not what we pay you to do. Your job is this country. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently my channel is still there at YouTube. What is broken is there used to be one URL that would take you to the video. And apparently that doesn't work any longer. You have to go to the page and then click on today's live video and you'll be able to see it. And on the next commercial break, I will update that link to get everybody so that they can find the video again. But apparently YouTube just took out that one link, and I don't know why. It just makes it much more difficult for people to find the live streams. Let's see. Yeah, okay, I got to fix it. All right, getting on back to Israel. Apparently they do have one supporter, Caitlyn Jenner. Is out there railing against BDS. She is a proud defender of Israel. Okay. Now, up in New York City, there was a bookseller, and the store is called Book Culture. And apparently, some Israel supporters got very angry over the fact that this bookstore was carrying a book children's book, P is for Palestine. And they got very upset because there's not supposed to be a Palestine. Remember, Golda Meir used to say, there's no Palestine. This is a land without a people for a people without a land. And, of course, that's ridiculous. I've done a whole page of artifacts from Palestine. People have been sending me in books and postcards and coins from Palestine. It's a real place. So basically, there were threats of violence coming to this bookseller and demands to sign a statement repudiating boycott, divestment, and sanctions. And now, of course, getting from the other side, Columbia University Students for Justice in Palestine and Columbia Barnard Jewish Voice for Peace are reaffirming a call to boycott the bookseller unless it rescinds its statement against BDS. Look at all the trouble Israel's supporters are causing all over the place because we refuse to see the world the way they demand that we see it. There is a Palestine. There's been a Palestine going back to biblical times. And the behavior of Israel's government is not very good. And we have every right to say that. Now, as you know, Trump has cut funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Palestine over the fact that the Palestinians were very upset over Trump's comment about recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And as a result, the situation there is getting critical. Article coming out of Electronic Intifada, Gaza is essentially in a vice. And they've always been in a state of controlled starvation because that's how Israel operates. They take the population of Palestine, they multiply it by the minimum number of calories to keep somebody alive, and that's how much food they allow into Gaza. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Don in the Philippines. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, on the as far as the FBI nowadays, they just move in and say, okay, we're taking over. They're supposed to have a mandate, if it's on federal property, for example, if it's a post office or something like that where the murders take place. Number two, if crossing state lines had something to do with it. Or number three, yes, if the local authorities ask for their assistance. I think that last clause, they're asking for the assistance, but sometimes the FBI will call the guy and say, hey, you're asking for our assistance, and we're going to go over there and take over. I think that's what happens a lot of the times.
And well, the FBI definitely pushes itself in places where it's not always wanted. But, again, this is starting to feel like it's another Sandy Hook.
One of the first times that it happened where the FBI, the feds just trumped the local authorities was the Kennedy assassination, and the autopsy was supposed to take place right there in Texas by Texas state law. Anybody murdered there was, the autopsy had to take place in Texas. And the feds, the Texas authorities were right there. They're getting ready to grab the body and take it over to the coroner, but the FBI just said, get out of the way, we're taking this body to Washington. That's how they were able to do a lot of their hanky-panky on the Kennedy assassination.
And yeah, they basically stole the body. There was absolutely no legal basis for the feds to remove the body from Texas and take it back to Washington, D.C. Now, after JFK's assassination was over and done with, Congress did pass a bunch of laws saying that if there's another assassination, it's federal jurisdiction automatically. But at the time of JFK's assassination, what they did was absolutely illegal.
Right. And on the Israel deal, it seems to me this whole thing about you can't say anything about Israel. Why can't I? Can I say it? And you're also going to tell me pick out some other country I can't say anything about, Brazil. And all of a sudden you can't say anything about Brazil. They'll pick out Madagascar. You can't say anything about Madagascar. We have freedom of speech. We can talk about anything. And this could and should be tried in the Supreme Court, because it's First Amendment.
You're right. It is a First Amendment issue, but we're seeing efforts by various groups to whittle away at the First Amendment. And first and foremost among those, of course, is Israel. Israel wants to have it declared a crime to criticize the government of Israel. And no government is above criticism. No government is above review by the people. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot. I'll let you go then and go back to your other callers.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. The phone lines are open, and I've changed the links. So after you refresh your browser, clicking that top link up in announcements will bring you to the page where you can then click on the live feed for the video. So we're going to get that fixed. But I'm going to look for a new system because this is just it's just ridiculous. Let's see. There we are. No, that didn't work either. Boy, I hate computers. Now, as you know, police have recommended that Benjamin Netanyahu be indicted for bribery and corruption. And apparently Netanyahu accepted very expensive gifts from Hollywood mogul Arnon Milchan and Australian billionaire James Packer. Now, Arnon Milchan apparently wanted some 10-year visas. I don't know why he would need those. But the other story is that Netanyahu made an arrangement with an Israeli newspaper for favorable coverage. Okay, and okay, I'll have to deal with that later. A lot of stuff going on here. So Netanyahu is now out there declaring he will remain in office. He vows to remain in office and no matter what. And he's acting like somebody who knows the fix is already in, where the police can recommend indictment, but if the prosecutor says, nah, then he's off the hook, unfortunately. China has rolled out their version of a stealth fighter, the J-20. The Navy calls it a serious threat to the United States, probably because unlike the F-22 and the F-35, the J-20 actually works. And apparently it is designed to carry long-range weapons. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the economy. It's an article that came out of Zero Hedge, basically saying there's this asset manager saying volatility isn't the problem. In fact, a lot of Wall Street traders like volatility. The more noisy and dynamic the market is, the more money they can make riding that straddle. But this asset manager's out there saying the real financial time bomb is public pensions. And he's absolutely right. And I would add the private pensions in there as well. Because all the way back in 2008, when Wall Street was putting together their mortgage-backed security fraud, the ratings agencies all rated them AAA, except for, I think it was Egan Jones, said, no, there's something wrong here, and the SEC came down on them. But the other rating agencies all said, oh, yes, they're AAA. Now, pension funds, because their clientele are along in life and they don't have the luxury of starting over and rebuilding their life in the event of an economic downturn, pension funds are only allowed to invest in AAA securities. So when Wall Street's rating agencies rated these mortgage-backed bundles AAA, pension funds bought them. And then the whole fraud exploded. And the pensions were defunded, both public and private. And that is the reason these pensions are in such trouble today. Now, of course, the corporate media is going to say that, oh, it's those people on pensions. They're expecting too much. They're living too long. We got to make them work later in life because they don't have the gonadal tissue to point the finger of blame where it richly deserves to go, which is the financial establishment. Mostly because all of these TV networks and newspapers and radio stations, they all have loans. They all had to get financing to set things up. And I'm sure that when this story broke, they got phone calls from the bankers saying, don't mention, you know, don't mention that this has anything to do with the pensions. Blame it on old people. Now, there's a gentleman named John Williams, not the composer, not the composer. This is the economist, founder of Shadow Stats. And he's basically saying that the U.S. deficit is beyond control. They're never going to get it under control. And the Fed triggered the stock sell-off, and the dollar may be heading for a collapse. And he's pointing on out that the real U.S. government debt is well over $100 trillion when you add in the unfunded liabilities. See, the U.S. government likes to cook the books, and we've all seen how they're cooking the books with the unemployment numbers. We only have 4% unemployment. No, we have 95, 97 million Americans willing and able to work who cannot find a job. That's what we have. But the U.S. government basically ignores people who have been out of work for a long time. That 4% are just the people who lost their job this week. And we know they're doing the same thing with the stock market. They're doing the same thing with calculating the rate of inflation. And they're doing the same thing to hide the true scale of the debt, because this nation is in serious financial trouble. And there doesn't seem to be any solution out there other than to start World War III and hope it all sorts itself out, because that's what worked back in 1907 and 1929. Now, a Republican Senator, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, has basically gone to Donald Trump and said, it makes no sense to try and bring back high labor manufacturing jobs to this country. And basically, along with Lamar Alexander, Mike Lee, Pat Toomey, and Roy Blout, they're trying to sell Trump on this idea to just give up this national economic revival and just accept the multinational corporate globalism. They're really trying to basically say that, you know, we're going to have products made cheaply overseas and bring them over to this country and sell them. Really? To who? Nobody here's got any more money. This economy cannot function if ordinary Americans cannot trade their skills and their labor for decent wages and salaries. We have people who are losing their homes, losing their cars. That's why Claire and I don't want to finance our new car purchase. We don't want to do that because everything is so uncertain. But I'll tell you, here's an article that really, I think, paints a stark picture of what's going on. This is from Russia Today, and it's talking about America's decline. And we are an empire in decline, no question about that. And it comments on how in the richest country in the world, there are open pools of raw sewage all over the country. And apparently they've got this information from a two-week investigation into extreme poverty run by the UN, who visited California, Alabama, Georgia, Puerto Rico, West Virginia, and Washington, D.C. There's poverty in Washington, D.C. There's poverty everywhere because all the wealth is focused at the very, very top of the pyramid, the money junkies. And they don't want to let any of it go. They want it all for themselves. It's ours, it's ours, it's ours. Go out and starve to death and reduce the surplus population. Ebenezer Scrooge has got nothing on these people. They're addicts. They're addicts. We need to recognize that extreme greed is a mental illness. Now, Bill Murray, you probably remember him from the original Saturday Night Live and the Ghostbusters movies, and he's been coming on out and saying a lot of things, and it's becoming obvious that he's a libertarian. And he's out there praising the GOP tax cut, saying it is a fantastic thing. And he's saying it's a good thing. It's a high tide raising all boats. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily true. This high tide is only raising the yachts. And those of us who are in canoes or fishing boats, we're still being left down at the bottom. And that is probably the biggest single problem with the GOP tax plan. All the benefit went to the money junkies. And ordinary working class Americans, they gave us a few crumbs to make it look like we got something out of this. And meanwhile, of course, the national debt is going up, the deficit is going up, and it is out of control. The only way they could actually stop this is to basically end all the wars and stop spending all that money, which is borrowed money, by the way, on the war machine. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate media is still totally focused on this Parkland High School shooting. They're saying many fatalities. I can't get an accurate number on that yet. But I got to tell you, my gut is telling me Sandy Hook. Also, I had somebody who wrote on in and reminded me it was actually Kennedy's Secret Service detail that illegally seized his body at Parkland Hospital and took it back to Washington, D.C. Something else about the Secret Service, the night before the assassination, they were all out drinking at an after-hour bar, and they were drinking Everclear, which is this really potent industrial alcohol. And they're not supposed to drink on duty, and not one of them was ever challenged on that. They weren't punished. They weren't demoted. Secret Service are not always that trustworthy. Just ask Indira Gandhi. She was assassinated by her protective detail. All right, getting on back to the economic news here. The CEO of Ripple is warning that the cryptocurrency values could drop to zero in a price plunge. And again, I've always had a sense of tulips about cryptocurrencies. And I dabbled in them a little bit, but unfortunately I've had to stop because Hawaii passed a law banning cryptocurrencies or cryptocurrency wallets. So that's all gone now. We were talking before about how the U.S. government is literally cooking the books to hide things from us, like the old Soviet Union used to do. And so there's an article that came out of Investment Watch blog, How to Hide Massive Levels of Unemployment in the U.S. And it's basically talking about the fact that In past decades, the normal expectation for workers was a full-time job, long-term, with a good company, that you would stay there, work your way up, learn the systems, and that would be the norm. Today, it's all temporary jobs, especially it really took off to get away from the Obamacare mandates. You know, these are part-time workers. They're exempt. I don't have to buy health insurance for them. But I went on out and I hunted down a whole bunch of these headlines about what's really going on with employment. Amazon laying off corporate employees in rare cutback. This was the Seattle Times. Microsoft starts layoff of thousands of employees, Seattle Times. CNN, despite Trump bump, prepares for dozens of layoffs. That was in Vanity Fair quite recently. And apparently, right now, in terms of the ratings, CNN can't even get a million viewers for any of their shows. They're in serious, serious trouble. And again, they did it to themselves because they weren't reporting the news. They were just spouting propaganda at you, and they destroyed their own credibility. Let's see. Boeing factory where Trump delivered job speech to lay off 200 workers. Amazon laying off 58 workers in North Charleston self-publishing business, so forth and so on. Okay, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back with hour number two. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.